92.3, informative, local, dependable, the perfect song to start you out for your Friday and the weekend. And this is Talk, and this is the perfect song for our guest this morning. We have Dr. Ben McMillan here with the Neal Clinic. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Like you said, it's Friday.
This
There's
is
no
the perfect
better way
song.
To start off a Friday. A little James Brown, I feel
good.
You got
it. Yes,
and
sir.
And I do feel good.
How
Thanks
are you?
I'm great. Thanks again for having me on this morning, Meg. Always fun being up here in the studio.
Absolutely. And you're doing so much good for so many people who are hurting and have aches and pains. So
that's what it's about.
Let's talk about how to make it all better.
That's right. Like Meg said, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road. I'm here this morning to talk about how chiropractic care can help you move better, feel better, and live better. And I help patients every day do just that. This morning, I've got a few topics that I'm going to discuss about things that I've seen come into the clinic this week. One of them was, you know, how did I hurt my back sneezing? I had two patients come in this week into the office that happened to, and it's actually pretty interesting. I was talking to Meg about that before we got going here
this
morning.
Yeah, I was thinking, how hard do you have to sneeze to hurt
your
back?
Yeah, she goes, is it a violent sneeze? And I said, doesn't really have to be.
Wow.
So we're going to get into that in just a minute. But first, if you're tuned in and listening with us this morning, and you've got a question that you want me to answer on the air this morning, send Meg and I a text message, and I'll answer as many of those questions as I can get to live on the air this morning. What's the number they can send those to?
Just text on in at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, it's always great when you guys participate a little bit, and I can make this time valuable for you as well. Okay, so let's start with it. How did sneezing hurt my back?
I'm very curious about this.
I was fine. I was just standing there, and I had this sneeze, and I wanted to go to my knees. My back started to hurt. I had some pain coming down my leg. What happens? Well, most of the time, this is because a nerve in the lower back is already kind of irritated or pinched, and that sneeze, what happens is it temporarily squeezes on that nerve a little bit more. Now, when we talk about these nerves, think of it like a big electrical cable in your lower back that runs from your low back all the way down your leg. And a little anatomy, too. Between the bones of your spine, you've got this soft cushion. They're called discs. And I actually like to use the analogy of a jelly donut when we talk about these things, where that doughy part of the donut is this cartilage layer on the outside of that disc. And the inner part, where the jelly would be in the donut, is this toothpaste-like material. It's that kind of consistency. It's called the nucleus pulposus. And over time or after an injury, one of those cushions can kind of bulge or it'll tear a little bit, kind of like getting a tear in the donut. And it can start kind of pressing on those nerves. And that can cause what we often refer to as sciatic pain. That's sciatica, when you get that like burning or numbness or shooting pain. Sometimes it can feel like an achy muscle kind of coming down your leg, but you didn't really do anything to pull the muscle. It's just there. But when you sneeze, your whole core tightens and the pressure inside your belly, your chest, it all increases really dramatically. And that force also gets transferred to your spine. It's like if you just suddenly squeeze down on that jelly donut, right? The jelly would come out. If you had it between your hands and you press down on that jelly donut, the jelly is going to come out in one direction or the other, right? Well, that same thing can happen with those discs. That inner layer can press out into an area where it really shouldn't be. That jelly is coming out of the donut and it's pressing on those nerve roots. And that's what's causing a lot of that pain in your back and down your leg. Now, if that disc is already a little out of place and kind of already pinching on that nerve, that quick spike in pressure can momentarily push a little harder on that nerve, and that's what's sending that strong, you know, ouch, that strong pain signal all the way down. You're going to get that sharp pain, that electrical sensation down your leg. Now, the sneezing doesn't usually cause the problem by itself, but it can really expose something that's already there, irritated, you know, that you have that pinched nerve in your back. a lot of times with these people, you know, one of the patients that came in this week said, you know, I've had this kind of pain before, but normally it just goes away. It's, you know, I overdid it in the yard. I'm having some back pain and I'll get a little pain down my leg, but it lasts a day or two. But, you know, earlier this week I sneezed and it just hasn't gone away. It's getting worse. You know, that's what we're talking about. Most of the time it doesn't just occur because of the sneeze. Now, in technical terms, what I'm talking about is something called a Valsalva sensitive lumbar radicular pain.
You know, what?
Most often, yeah. This Valsalva move is an orthopedic test. So we'll actually have patients sometimes, whether they say they came in with, you know, pain from a sneeze, you know, that's happened a few times, but most of the time patients just come in and they tell me, I've got back pain coming down my leg. And I'll ask them, give me like a fake cough or, you know, do you ever have pain sneezing? And they'll say, oh yeah, sometimes it does hurt a lot my back or my leg when I sneeze. It's actually an orthopedic test to confirm if that's something that's happening. We're very suspicious of a disc herniation when that happens. Because again, it's that rapid rise in intra-abdominal pressure that's transmitting that force to those nerves, to that, you know, cerebrospinal fluid and to the joints in that lower back. And it causes that spike in pressure and then pain. You know, they've done studies where they confirm this stuff. They put these tiny pressure sensors inside the discs that showed that straining or coughing makes that pressure in the cushion, in those discs, those spinal cushions, it goes way up. You know, they test this stuff. And if that nerve is already irritated, that extra spike in pressure where it's being pressed on even more is going to trigger some of those pains. Another study looked at these patients from an MRI standpoint. They, you know, that's the only way to really confirm this. I can do all the orthopedic testing. You can give me all the history, and I can be almost certain that you have a disc herniation. But there's no way, you know, I don't have X-ray vision. There's no way for me to tell with 100% certainty that that's what you have. You know, sometimes it really can just be some arthritis that's pressing on it. You know, it's very rare, but sometimes, you know, there's tumors that can cause that stuff. It doesn't happen very often, but that's, you know, if you have something that's growing that shouldn't be there, it can press on those nerves as well. So the way to confirm this is with an MRI where they look inside your back. It shows us the soft tissues, the discs, the nerves, the muscles. It'll show us inflammation. So that's what they studied. They took these people that had back pain and leg pain, and they took MRIs of all of them. And the patients that said my leg pain gets worse when I cough or sneeze, they were actually much more likely to have that disc herniation pinching on a nerve on those MRIs when they looked at everybody compared to the people that didn't say they had, you know, the pain with coughing or sneezing. Maybe their pain was caused by, again, some arthritis or something. So that sneezing triggered leg pain is a real clue that that nerve root is involved. So the question, and again, that's what Meg was getting to, is did I really hurt my disc just by the sneeze? You know, probably not. It would be very rare and probably would have to be a very violent sneeze.
I was going to say, yeah.
If for a perfectly healthy back to, you know, herniate and have an injury solely because of the sneeze. Discs usually weaken slowly over time, right? We're humans on planet Earth. We've got gravity weighing down on us every day. You know, those things dehydrate over time, you know, over decades and decades, they'll slowly start to decrease how tall they are, how much hydration they have. And they get these little tears and little cracks in them. Maybe you've had an old injury and it didn't herniate yet, but it's starting to get those little fissures in there. And you might not feel any of that stuff happening. But when that disc is already worn or slightly bulging, that big sneeze suddenly spikes that pressure. And that's when the herniation happens, right? Because now we've increased that pressure. We've got a hole in that jelly donut. We squeeze down on it. Now the jelly comes right out. It's much easier to happen that way to something that's probably already problematic to begin with. It's that proverbial, you know, straw that broke the camel's back situation when that quiet problem turns into that painful disc herniation. But most of the time people just remember, all I did was sneeze. How did this happen? You know,
right.
They didn't correlate the, you know, achy back for the last 2 years to this pain because they weren't as significant. So again, the sneeze is usually the trigger, maybe not the real cause. And that cause is that underlying wear and tear in the disc that's been building up for years. And if you're somebody that has had sudden severe back pain after a sneeze, especially with that pain or weakness down the leg or the numbness, you definitely need to go get evaluated to see if that's something that, you know, a chiropractor could treat, if we need to refer you out for a potential surgery, definitely don't let that just linger around and see if it heals up, because those things can be very painful. And there's things you can do to get out of pain. You don't have to just live with that. It's always frustrating to me when people say, yeah, it's been like this for the last 2 months. And I say, you waited 2 months before you right. did anything with this? Like, you hobbled into this office. You couldn't have been having a good day, you know, a month ago. Now, I do need to add a little note about some of these symptoms. I know sometimes the pain from these can be bad. And I mean really bad. But if you're having that pain along with trouble moving your foot, and not trouble that it hurts, but trouble that you're like, you can't pick it up. You feel like you're tripping more, or there's numbness around your groin, or you're having trouble with like bowel or bladder movements. That's a little more serious situation. That's a red flag situation in our industry. And those people, you need to go to the emergency room, because it can be a much more serious condition, something called cauda equina. So again, if it's back pain and some symptoms down your leg, but it's also correlated with, you know, I can't pick my foot up anymore when I'm walking. I'm dragging my foot, or you have significant changes in bowel or bladder movements. Definitely, that's an emergency room visit. If you come to my office and you tell me those things, that's where I'm sending you immediately. Now, what can we do to help with this stuff? That's the second part of the equation that everybody wants to know. You know, now that we know what's going on, what can you do, Dr. McMillan, to really help me get over these symptoms? And there's a few things we can do. First of all, we're going to try and reduce the inflammation around these. When you have that disc that's herniated and it's pressing on that nerve, your body responds with these inflammatory markers. It's going to create like some chemical irritation as well as that physical rubbing. So sometimes even when the physical symptoms or the physical change isn't significant, it doesn't say you have a large disc herniation, it's a small one, but it's rubbing on that nerve, it causes some chemical irritation on there. And we need to try and reduce that as quickly as we can. If we reduce that inflammation around that nerve that's really irritated, it's going to help those symptoms go away and you're going to feel a whole lot better. One of the things that we use every day at the Neal Clinic is our Class 4 laser. I know I've talked about that on here at least once. The laser is a really, really effective therapy at reducing your body's inflammatory response. It's this form of light therapy. It does something called photobiomodulation. That's a mouthful, so we just, you know, say laser therapy most of the time. But we're using these very specific wavelengths of light to stimulate the cells in your body to speed up that healing response. And it does that, it's calming down that inflammation, it's improving circulation around those things, because those discs don't have very good blood flow. That's what it really needs to help heal, right? Our body responds to healing by bringing in blood flow to those areas to get the nutrients that it needs to heal. And those discs don't have a lot of good blood flow. Our nerves don't have a lot of good blood flow like our muscles do. So bringing in some local blood flow, reducing that inflammation, and doing that at a cellular level is really what that laser therapy is doing to help these patients heal. You know, it's not a magic eraser. It's not just going to take that part of the disc that's pressing on the nerve and just wipe it away and, you know, push it back into the disc. That's not what it's doing, but it creates this healing environment so your body can do what it's designed to do, to repair and recover from these things. And for most of our patients, what that means is less pain, better movement. They're able to get back to their daily lives even faster. Now, we don't just stick these patients in the laser therapy. There's a little bit more to it than that. The laser therapy is an adjunctive therapy along with the chiropractic adjustments. We need to do some lifestyle modification things. And I'm going to teach you a lot of strategies at home that you can do for your specific pain that are going to help this thing heal. You know, some people have significant symptoms if they have to try to bend over to put their socks and shoes on. But if they kind of lean back, it feels a little bit better. So I'll show them a set of stretches and exercises that are going to take some pressure off of that nerve, off of that disc, that will really help them. And alternatively, there are patients that when they bend back, man, their symptoms are so much worse. They can't really lay on their stomach. It's really uncomfortable. But if they kind of bend forward, it feels better. So we teach those patients a different set of stretches and exercises, again, that will have them bending forward to help alleviate some of that pressure on that nerve root. And that's why it's always, you know, you have to be really careful doing the Dr. Google thing with this, because if you just go into Google and open it up and you look up stretches or exercises for back pain, I mean, it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of results for that. And sure, those exercises are probably good exercises or stretches for back pain, but are they the right ones for your back pain? that's where you need to really be with a professional, physical therapist, chiropractor, those sorts of things, because sometimes those moves can really make things a whole lot worse before it gets better.
We're talking with Dr. Ben McMillan when he is with the Neal Clinic on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, at News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. If you've got a question for Dr. McMillan, please text it in at 850-437-1620. And we do have a question. I suffer from back pain occasionally, especially after I work out. What should I apply, heat or cold? And I guess you probably get that question all the time, Doc.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one. And full disclosure, you know, my background's in biology. I love reading the scientific literature on this stuff. And if you go in and you look at the research, you'll get both answers. Some of these studies will say heat. Some of them will say ice. I am a huge believer in ice packs at the Neo Clinic. I give every single one of my new patients an ice pack because it's very effective. The reason we do that is just like we were talking about reducing inflammation around those irritated nerves and joints. Anytime you have any kind of tissue injury to your body, whether it's a sprained ankle, a pulled muscle, you fell and landed on your shoulder, anything like that, your body responds with an inflammatory response, and it typically over-responds. A very small amount of inflammation is actually good, but our body, again, it over-responds to this stuff. And that's why people will take stuff like ibuprofen and feel better, right? Ibuprofen is, you know, on the bottle it says it's an NSAID. That stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It's reducing that inflammation in your body. But those medications, those pills, they come with a big list of side effects, right? They're not great for our stomach. They're not great for our liver and kidneys. It's not a vitamin. You shouldn't be taking it every right. morning when you wake up. That's not why your body's hurting, is because of a lack of ibuprofen. So anytime you have any kind of soreness, I want you to put some ice on that area for about 10 to 15 minutes on and at least 30 minutes off between those icing sessions. And that's an important caveat, because if I tell some of these patients that ice is really good for their back, what they go home and do is they try and keep that ice back on their back all day, every day. You know, no breaks. Just as soon as one gets warm, they put another one on. Don't do that. That's how you can end up getting frostbite or freezer burn on your skin. I mean, right? Like if I told you to go walk barefoot in the snow, no one would sign up to do that, right? That's constant cold exposure to your feet. We know you're going to get frostbite, but they don't really have that correlation when we talk about having pain and we're putting those ice packs on there. So it is important to make sure we take that ice pack off and give it some breaks. What the ice pack is going to do, two things. Number one, it's going to kind of numb that area. But more importantly, it's going to drive that blood flow away from the surface down around those injured joints or muscles, especially if it's a joint or a disc. Those things are really deep in our body, right? We've got a layer of skin. We've got a layer of body fat. We've got muscles, ligaments, tendons, that sort of stuff, that we need to press all of that blood flow around those joints, because, again, that's how our body heals. And there's actually some conditions that heat can make a little bit worse, especially these disc herniation patients. We talk about them having inflammation. Inflammation's got the word flame in it. One of the signs of inflammation is heat, right? We're looking for redness, swelling. Those are the signs that we have an inflammatory response, and you don't want to heat that stuff up. You can actually make it a little bit worse. So definitely start with ice. And, you know, I pass these ice packs out year-round. It's a little harder trying to talk the patients into using an ice pack when it gets down to those 30-degree days. But trust me, it helps. So if you're somebody that's adverse to using cold therapy, get a heating pad, put it on your lap, hold it on your chest, whatever you need to do to stay warm, but put some ice on that area that is causing some of that pain. Right, I'm a big sports guy. I know you watch some football. When those guys finish the football games and they're doing those interviews afterwards, they've all got those big ice, you know, the Saran wrap ice pack. You know, they're not using heat on there. They don't go jump in the hot tub right after the game. They're in those ice baths, those cold plunges that are really popular now. Cold therapy has some great effects on our body, especially after injuries. So I would definitely recommend this person use some ice after the exercise. And then I'd want to know, what are you doing that's causing the back pain from the exercise? Like, what specific moves? Maybe if you're doing the same set of exercises, maybe take one away every time you go and see which one of them it is that, hey, I did all the exercises except this one and my back was fine. Well, we are either not performing that well, or we've got a joint issue that we kind of need to address, or make sure we're using the proper form. Maybe the weight's a little too heavy and compromising that form. Again, there's a reason we're having that back pain, and that's something that I'd want to address, as opposed to just continually treating it with ice to help with the pain after you get it. That's an important point that it would be worthwhile to kind of look into as well. So if you're dealing with that back pain that's coming down your leg and you're wondering, am I a candidate for laser therapy? Give us a call at the Neal Clinic, 850-479-2700, and I'll sit down with you and look at your case, and we'll talk about how long this has been going on, what your history of this is, and see if this approach makes sense for you. Because again, not every case is. If you're one of those patients that is having a little bit more of the severe symptoms and I have to send you out to, you know, the emergency room or send you to a surgeon, that's the time that we can kind of discuss what the treatment options are and if chiropractic care is a good course for you. Now, the other question I get from these guys, I've got this pain in my neck that's coming down my arm, or, you know, my back is really, really sore. It's coming down my leg and I've wanted to go see a chiropractor, but I'm really nervous to get that adjustment. I've seen some videos on TikTok. I've seen some videos on Instagram and I see them bending and twisting and I'm pretty nervous about having that happen. Is there anything else we can do? And the answer is yes. One of my favorite tools at the clinic that I use is something called the Activator. It's a small handheld spring-loaded instrument that delivers a very quick, very specific pressure to that joint segment instead of that big bending and twisting motion. Now, again, there's no yanking. I don't have to use a lot of force. And for a lot of people, it doesn't make that, you know, popping sound that you get like when you get your back popped or cracked that is typically associated with those adjustments. But what's actually happening when you're getting pain in those joints is that they're not moving the way that it should. You have these little sensors that surround the joint that start sending this information back up to your central nervous system that joint's not moving well. And what that tells the central nervous system is, hey, we're going to say that there's some pain there. That's how your body knows that we have a joint issue, is it responds with pain. It can show up as stiffness. It can cause those muscles around that joint to be tight in what's called a guarding response. Again, to an area of an injured joint, the body kind of tightens all those muscles up around the joint, so you don't inadvertently make it worse and worse by continually moving that joint that's not moving the way that it should. And when we use that activator over that joint restriction and deliver that precise, high-speed, low-force thrust through that joint space, it's so fast that your muscles don't have time to tighten up or guard. And it's that quick impulse that unlocks the joint and causes it to glide in the right direction, the right orientation again. It's also going to send those mechanoreceptors, those receptors that are telling the central nervous system that there's that joint dysfunction. When we get that joint moving again, it tells the central nervous system, hey, this thing's moving the way that it should again, so that pain goes away. That's how the activator method, that's how those spinal manipulations work. We're trying to get the joint dysfunction moving the right way again, get those muscles calmed down, and then using therapies at the clinic to help reduce that inflammatory response in your body is how that chiropractic care works.
Looks like we have another question from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. How about swimming in a cold pool?
Yeah, the cold pool, very similar to the cold plunge. You know, make sure you're not in that cold water for too long. You know, we don't want you that. I'm definitely not advising, you know, getting out there and becoming hypothermic. Not good. So make sure you're paying attention to actually how cold that water is in your body temperature. Short bursts in the cold plunge, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes is fine. Have you ever done any of those cold, you done the ice baths?
Absolutely not. I have no interest whatsoever.
It's tough.
I am so averse to cold. It looks like torture to me.
It's not the most pleasant experience while you're in, but it definitely does feel amazing when you get out of there. Yeah, the cold pool, swimming in that thing can be good. And again, depending on how cold the water is, I mean, in some of the Northern European countries, they study this stuff. And these guys go out and swim in the cold water on a regular basis. And they have lower global inflammatory markers than people that don't, you know, same environment, same household maybe. So they're eating the same things, have a similar lifestyle. And the people that swim in the cold water have less global inflammation than the people that didn't. I mean, it's really
amazing.
Interesting, some of the benefits of cold therapy. Well, Meg's giving me that signal. I've run out of time again this morning. Thank you for having me on. Again, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road. If you want my opinion on if your case is a chiropractic case, give us a call at 850-479-2700, or you can find us online at nealclinic.com, NEALclinic.com.
Dr. Ben McMillan, it's always a great way to start the weekend with you, Dr. Ben. So glad that you're here today.
Yeah, thank you again for having me on. Always a pleasure up here. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And I'll see you guys next time.